Born in St. Petersburg in 1906 into a family with Siberian and Polish roots, Dmitri Dmitrievich Shostakovich lived through the enormous social and political changes of Soviet-era Russia. His seminal 15-string quartets span nearly four decades, from 1938 until a year before his death in 1975. Originally composed in 1946 as String Quartet No. 3, this thrilling chamber symphony was reworked by Shostakovich's close friend and collaborator, Rudolf Barshai. Barshai adds woodwinds and harp to a full-string orchestra to explore the wide range of textures, sonic effects, and inventive part writing in this music of startling emotional and psychological impact. Shostakovich originally gave titles to each of the five movements, characterizing the quartet as a reflection on war, but retracted them immediately after the premiere. He gave no explanation. The first movement, titled Calm Unawareness of the Future Cataclysm, has an almost textbook sonata form, starting with a light, impish theme and leading to a pianissimo second subject. The music moves into a chaotic fugue, scrambling the themes and culminating with a wild acceleration before finishing with an ironic wink. The second movement, Rumblings of Unrest and Anticipation, moves the music into much darker waters. Against a viola ostinato, reiterated with militaristic implacability, the violins respond with an angular melody that refuses to fit in with the prevailing E minor tonality. This nervous, malevolent waltz shifts in and out of a duple meter march, suggesting that the rumblings are those of war. With fortissimo dynamics, propulsive rhythms and weighty, stabbing chords, the third movement presents the forces of war unleashed. We are held in the grip of an unflinching, impersonal war machine. The fourth movement is a desolate, haunting lament, a homage to the dead. It begins with a stark, heavy intonation by unison strings, answered by a keening oboe theme. The opening theme recurs over an increasingly impassioned funeral march before sinking into a forlorn dirge for bassoon and lower strings. The finale asks the eternal question, why? And for what? Episodic and ambiguous, it mixes duple and triple meters, unsettling marches and ghostly dances, as it attempts to rebuild a devastated world. The music builds into a fortissimo climax, with an outpouring of grief that recalls the fourth movement dirge, eventually paling into a long pedal point above which a lonely violin rises into eternal light and conciliation.